You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell. Presidential preference polls have become an issue in the campaign. Before the debate, supporters of John Kerry said they were skeptical of surveys showing President Bush with double-digit leads, especially in a toss-up state like Wisconsin. Even venerable pollsters like Gallup and Harris Interactive have come under fire from allegations of bias. Madison lawyer and activist Ed Garvey charges that polls have become part of the election year creative storytelling known as spin.
If you watch the debates and then you see the spin room and you see how people can take a clear defeat by one candidate, and by the time you get finished realize that that candidate had won, they're doing the same thing with polling data, because polling data tends to affect how people feel about getting involved in the campaign. So you really have to turn on the yellow caution light every time you hear about a new poll.
Polling experts say bias can and does creep into some surveys. Jeff Peterson is a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire.
I tell my students I could write a poll today that would show 70% of Americans in favor of gun control and write one tomorrow that said 70% of Americans were opposed to it.
The St. Norbert College Survey Center does polling for Wisconsin Public Radio and others. Director Wendy Scattergood says her organization strives to be unbiased by not taking on clients with a political axe to grind. But she says she's seen less scrupulous polling done by other organizations.
I read one draft of a survey. It was about some climate stuff that in a workplace, and they said the perpetrators. And yeah, you don't want to be putting that kind of a word in a survey question, because then you're already assuming that whomever is doing this behavior is, you know, a perpetrator, and that's certainly loaded.
UW Eau Claire's Peterson says slanted questions is the first of three red flags he urges people to watch for. He says people should ask to see the list of questions from a poll they find questionable.
Surveys that have a tilt to them, if they're tilting it by the questions they're asking, they won't actually release the actual text of the question, because it then becomes fairly obvious what they were doing.
Peterson says news consumers should also be skeptical of polls that show vastly different results from other polls.
That's either an indication of bias, or it's an indication of sampling error. It could just be that they accidentally over-surveyed a particular group. It does happen.
And finally, Peterson advises people to consider the source and follow the money.
If you've never heard of the source, or if you know that the source has strong connections to a particular group with a political agenda, you need to take it with a much more substantial grain of salt.
John Kerry supporters in Wisconsin took a couple of surveys released before the debates with a huge grain of salt. The September 23rd Badger poll had Bush with a 13% lead over Kerry in what's widely considered to be a toss-up state. The Badger poll is done at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which has a conservative editorial page, and the Madison Capital Times, which has a liberal editorial page. A week later, the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute released a poll that showed Bush with a 10-point lead in Wisconsin. WPRI gets money from the conservative Milwaukee think tank, the Bradley Foundation. But WPRI President Jim Miller says his survey is done by the national nonpartisan group Harris Interactive and vouches for its accuracy and objectivity.
You know, if you don't like the message, shoot the messenger. You can ask anybody who's listening to this. There's so much polling going on right now. Are you more likely to believe a major nonpartisan group like Harris or Gallup, or are you going to believe someone you've never heard of?
Whether or not polls are biased is just part of a larger argument, and that is whether news organizations should pay any attention to surveys at all. Critics like Ed Garvey say no.
It is often a substitute for thought by the reporters, who instead of actually dealing more with the substance of the issues, will tend to report either which candidate has more money or which candidate tends to be ahead in the poll.
But pollsters like Wendy Scattergood say the horse race has its place in the news.
We all want to know who's ahead. I mean, we love sports, and I'm sitting here in Green Bay, so of course we have to know who's ahead, and that generates interest. And from there, you know, the hope is that people get excited about it and say, well, I should try to inform myself about what the issues are.
Garvey says there's a wild card that poll takers and news consumers may not have considered. He says a lot of college students and other young people use cell phones for their primary communication, and may be flying under the radar of polling groups that rely on landline phone calls to registered and likely voters for their data. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell.